Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip to the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I am your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this amazing collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP that year. Now, today we're going to go back to the great year of 1988, and we're going to start off with a song from a movie soundtrack, and that movie is the movie She's Having a Baby. It was a John Hughes movie, I believe. Yes, it was written, produced, and directed by John Hughes, starring Kevin Bacon and Elizabeth McGovern, and I'm guessing the movie was about she was having a baby, hence the name of the movie. So we're going to look at the score of this movie was done by Stuart Copeland from The Police, but the rest of the soundtrack was compiled and produced by Dave Wakeling. And Dave, you may know, he formed the band The Beat in 1978. And then when they had such hits like Mirror in the Bathroom and stuff, and when they sort of broke up, he went on to form the group General Public. So he produced this album in 1988 and had the title track on here. So let's listen to the title track right now for the movie She's Having a Baby. Here's Dave Wakeling right now on Random Draw.
Love is turned into husband and wife. Mixed drinks and mixed burns rainbows, dipped in wine. I sail boats to sail in rain. She brings me paper fish from the bottom of the sea, and she gives them to me.
That was Big Bamboo with Fell Off a Mountain. Before that, we heard Tammy Show with She's Only 20. And we started off the show today with Dave Wakeling and his title track from the movie She's Having a Baby. Now, that song by Tammy Show, that was a group from Chicago. And if you know anything about music history and especially music documentaries, yes, they did take their name from the 1964 concert film The Tammy Show, which is one of the preeminent documentaries of early rock and roll featuring James Brown and Rolling Stones and groups like that. They released two albums in their career, and they had two top 100 hits. This was their debut album, called Tammy Show. And that single that I played for you, She's Only 20, went to number 88. A couple years later, in 1991, they released a single called Truth, and that went to number 28 in the Hot 100. So there you go. That was Tammy Show with She's Only 20. And that final track we heard was Big Bamboo. They're a Canadian male pop duo who were putting out their debut album in 1988 as well. An album called Fun, Faith, and Fair Play. And it's on Uni Records here in the States. Again, I think this was their only album that they released. And that was like pretty much their only single they released. And then it was like they fell off a mountain. So there you go. So that was the duo of Big Bamboo and their song Fell Off a Mountain. All right, we're going to move along. We're going to certainly kick it up a notch as far as band histories goes. And we're going to start off with one of the most famous punk bands of all time, and that is The Damned. This was a punk band formed in 1976. Now, they consider themselves, even in the writing of this album that I'm going to play for you, they consider themselves sort of the second punk band after Sex Pistols, but they were the first band to release a single. Their song New Rose came out 5 weeks before the Sex Pistols released a single. They also were the first punk band to release a full album. They were the first punk band to tour the States from the UK. So there you go. That song of theirs, New Rose, was always one of my early favorites. I think I heard it from Guns N' Roses, their cover album. The Spaghetti Incident had their cover of New Rose, so that sort of led me down a path to explore it. So if you ever get a chance, their debut album called Damn, 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 it's really, I mean, it's just, it's one of the best punk albums out there. So they also have some really cool band name member here in this group. So you have Dave Vanian on vocals, you have Brian James on guitar, that sounds nice, you have Captain Sensible on bass, and Rat Scabies on drums. So we're going to listen to a track off of their compilation album called The Light at the End of the Tunnel. It was a double album put out by MCA in 1988. It's catalog number 88-066 here at WTBR. So again, it was a double album featuring sort of their greatest hits, B-sides, unreleased stuff. It was kind of a cornucopia of stuff featuring the Damned. So we're going to listen to a cover song called Alone Again Or, which I always think of as coming from the group Love. And it came off of the Damned's 1986 album Anything, and it hit number 27 over in the UK. So here is Alone Again Or by the Damned right now on Random Draw. Hunter with Dreams of Ordinary Men. And before that, we heard Pajama Slave Dancers and their song Porcelain Bus. And we started off this set of music with The Damned and their cover of the love tune Alone Again Or. Now, the Pajama Slave Dancers, easy for me to say, they're a punk band. They're actually kind of local. They're from Westfield, Massachusetts, who've been putting out music since the early 80s. And in 1988, they were putting out their first album on Restless Records. It's an album called Blood, Sweat, and Beers. And it's catalog number 88-034 here at WTBR. Most of the songs, if you can guess, from that one we heard, is they're kind of punkish, hardcore, but they like to have a little bit of fun, judging by their song titles. Stuff like Dragon for Beers, Jesus Skates, Crustacean Vacation, Surfin' Sex Machine, Defreeze Walt Disney, the Texas Chain Letter Massacre, the Train Wreck on Prom Night, Fast Cars, Girls in Bikinis, and that song I played for you, Porcelain Bus. So again, this was their first album on Restless Records, and they're still out there now. They just, as a matter of fact, I was just reading about how they have a new CD coming out. You can check out their Facebook page. Just search for Pajama Slave Dancers. I can't imagine that'll call up too many different Google searches for you. So there you go. That was Pajama Slave Dancers with Porcelain Bus. And we closed off this set of music with the group Hunter and their song Dreams of Ordinary Men. Now, this was their debut album. This is a band out of New Zealand. Now, they were known as Dragon in New Zealand, and they were known as Dragon when they recorded this album. Their label brought them over from New Zealand. This was the MCA Records. Put them with Todd Rundgren in New York and said, let's make an album full of poppy hit rock tunes. So they did, and then they changed the name of the band to Hunter. Hunter just happens to be the last name of the singer and the bass player, the two guys who do vocals on the group. So they said, well, why don't we just name it after those guys? And so they called it Hunter. But unfortunately, it really didn't go anywhere and do anything. So all that work was kind of all for naught. But there you go. So that was Hunter and their song Dreams of Ordinary Men off of that same titled album that they put out in late 1987, early 1988. So there you go. All right, we've reached about the halfway point here on the show. We're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. We'll be back in just a few more minutes to listen to some more great tunes from the year 1988. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable, we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television, see it all, decide for yourself.
Good afternoon, my radio listening friends. Are you ready to discover songs you love in a whole new light? Well, tune in to Newman's Undercover.
Hello, Newman.
Where we shine a spotlight on the best and most fun and special cover songs from all musical styles. Join me every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. on 89.7 FM, WTBR Community Radio.
Sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by two letters.
And we are back here on Random Draw. Just want to take this opportunity while we can to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. That could be Google and Spotify, I don't know, Apple Music, a bunch of places. You know where to find podcasts. Just go looking where you usually do. Or if you want to cut out the middleman, you just go to WTBRFM.com. And while you're there, you can get the podcast for my show. You can get the podcast for all the other great shows here on the station. You can submit your own idea for a radio show and see the whole schedule. And there's a giant button on there that says donate. And we'd be more than happy to accept any donations that you want to send our way to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music. We're going to open up with a artist that is an amazing guitar player, that is Michael Hedges. And in late 1987, he was putting out an album called Live on the Double Planet. And it's, again, like you say, it's a live album. It's on Windham Hill Records, and it's catalog number 87-1083. So it's right at the cusp of the end of 87, early 88 in our rack that we have. And there's a few cover songs on here. You got All Along the Watchtower, A Love Bizarre. That's right, the Sheila E. song written by Prince. That's always a good one. And we're going to listen to the last track on the album, and that is a track taken right from the Beatles catalog, and it's Michael Hedges performing Come Together right now on Random Draw.
Here come on, flat top, come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeballs, he won holy roller, and he got hair down to his knees. Got to just do what he please. He wear no shoe shine. He got charge and football. He got monkey fingers. He shoot Coca-Cola. He say, I know you. You know me. One thing I can tell you is we've got to be free. Come together right now over me. He back production. He got walrus gumboot. He won all a sideburn. He won spinal cracker. He got
to be time. Come again.
Every time. what rock and roll really means. I wanna ride in your 55 T-Bird, drive through some old memories. I ain't after your body, baby, I just want you to dance with me. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bop the night away. I wanna make it a night like it used to be, when our hearts were young and our souls were free. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bop you, baby, till the break of dawn. I wanna bop you, baby, all night long. I got an old photograph in my pocket. We were still in our teens. Lord knows I feel a lot older.
Dan Seals with Bop. Before that, we heard Blue Rodeo with the song Try. And we started off the second half of the show today with Michael Hedges and his cover of the Beatles' hit tune, Come Together. Now, Blue Rodeo, they're a Canadian country rock band who were very big. They were inducted in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 2012, and they had a lot of hit singles and a lot of hit albums up there in Canada. The song we heard, Try, was taken from their debut album called Outskirts, and that's on Atlantic Records. It's catalog number 88-030. And like I said, it was their debut album, and it went four times platinum up in Canada. And the single that you just heard went to number one on the Canadian country singles charts. So that was Blue Rodeo with Try. And then we ended the set with Dan Seals and his hit song Bop. Now, Dan Seals, also known as England Dan, he was part of the group England Dan and John Ford Coley. He's also the younger brother of Jim Seals, and that's Jim Seals from Seals and Croft. So there you go, quite the musical background there. Once England Dan and John Ford Coley sort of went their separate ways, Dan rebranded himself as a country artist and had an amazing, successful country career. He had 11 number one USA country hits, including that one you heard, Bop. Now, that song originally came out in 1985, but it was included on a LP that we have here called Dan Seals The Best, and that's on Capitol Records. It's catalog number 87-1099. It features a lot of those number one hits that I talked about, so it was a big successful compilation album in the country charts. So again, that was Dan Seals and his song Bop. All right, we got time for a couple more tunes before we head out for the day. And we're going to start with a person who was releasing their second solo album. They were known for being in a couple very influential groups, and that's Jerry Harrison. He was a member of the Modern Lovers, and then once he left that band after it disbanded, he joined the Talking Heads. And then ever since the Talking Heads disbanded, he became a great producer of albums by like Live and Verb Pipe and Kenny Wayne Shepherd and many more. Like I said, this was his second solo album. It's an album called Casual Gods on Sire Records, catalog number 88-009. And we're going to play a track for you called Rev It Up. And this song went to number 7 in the U.S. on the album rock charts. So there you go. Here's Jerry Harrison right now with Rev It Up on Random Draw.
Rev it up, little boy, and ride. Oh.
can always tell a Lindsey Buckingham guitar playing, can't you? That was Fleetwood Mac with Family Man, and before that we heard Taylor Dane and Prove Your Love, and before that we heard Jerry Harrison with his song Rev It Up. Now that Taylor Dane song, Prove Your Love, was taken from her debut album, Tell It to My Heart, on Arista Records. The album only climbed up number 21 on the charts, but it featured four top 10 singles, including that song, Prove Your Love, which peaked at number 7. Now, as a matter of fact, her first 9 singles overall were all top 20 hits, including one number one song. That was Taylor Dane with Prove Your Love off of her album Tell It to My Heart, which was album number 88-001 that year here at WTBR. All right, we finished up with Fleetwood Mac and their song Family Man, which was taken from their album Tango in the Night, which was put out on Warner Brothers Records, and it's catalog number 87-1133. It was a big, huge hit album. It was the last one to sort of feature that very popular iteration of Fleetwood Mac, the one with Fleetwood and John McVie, Christine McVie, Stevie Nicks, and Lindsey Buckingham, at least for a while. Lindsey Buckingham left the group shortly after the album's release, certainly before this song was released as the 5th single off the album, and the single itself didn't do very good. It only peaked at number 90 or whatever, but the album itself obviously was a huge seller, and there you go. So that was Fleetwood Mac with Family Man. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.